MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Kobus Lutz, CEO, Pan African Resources. Results for year end June, production up 6.2%, revenue up 16.8%, and earnings per share up 32.1%, and a 22 cent dividend. That's a ZAR dividend. Kobus, appreciate the time. We're seeing a lot of cost pressures globally in mining. You've largely managed to hold on to it. Your all in sustained cost did increase. It was slightly above guidance, but you make the point that this really, in many ways, is at the core of Pan-African Resources, which is, you might be mining mines that are 140 years old in Barberton, but you need to do it with a strong eye on costs.
Yeah, Simon, so we're quite sort of pleased with the performance for the year. And as you say, the teams definitely did very well in terms of managing costs and will continue to do so. And really what is a huge positive for Pan-African is our surface remining business. Elikhulu is our flagship, and there we're producing at $1,000 an ounce, just over. And then obviously we in the process now of commissioning Mintails, our new project, and we're budgeting for less than $1,000 an ounce all in sustaining. And South African miners are known generally for being expensive. It's not the case with Pan African. We can compete very well with the internationals in terms of the costs. So that's great for us.
Yeah, and I mean, the gold is currently 2,500, so that's great. But we don't know where gold will be in a year or a decade, and it really is positioning the operation almost regardless of a gold price. If it's going to be 2,500, that's great. But if it's going to be 1,500, you need to still be profitable.
No, it feels like there's still quite a bit of sort of tailwinds for gold.
Yeah,
interest rates are set to be cut, and obviously all of the uncertainty in the world, but we're definitely not banking on a $2,500 gold price. We're running our models at sort of $2,000 or less.
Okay.
And it's the great thing with our business. And the other thing is we have such long lives on our assets. We'll be going for many, many years.
Yeah, I want to touch on that. I went digging through your SAMREC compliant, but I'll come to that in a second. Net debt markedly higher, but that, my sense is, that's the Mogale project, the Mintails, which is coming on stream, any day now.
Yeah, we're not that keen on debt, but debt for the likes of Mintails is definitely makes sense. This project, $2.5 billion that we've put into the ground in 14 months, and at the current gold price, it'll pay itself back in 2 to 3 years, and the life of Mogale is more than 20 years. So that's an exceptional project for Pan African.
How's developments at Evander Mines doing? You've got a couple of projects ongoing there.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously Elikhulu is running full steam, and that's great. And then we've invested quite heavily into the underground, and subvertical shaft was a bit delayed. It should be commissioned now in September, and that's pretty much doubles our wasting capacity at Evander. So we're quite excited about the future of the underground at Evander. Obviously, we're mining a number 8 shaft at this point, but there's also a huge opportunity at number 7, which is the Egoli project, which we'll bring to account in due course.
Is this, Evander is an old mine, and you keep on seem to be finding more and more that you can pull out of it. I mean, much like Barberton, I mean, that's the 140-year-old mine. I mean, Barberton's probably one of the oldest mines in the country. Is it scoped out? You talk around, you've got SAMREC, some 30 million ounces. I mean, is there even more that you haven't yet got to?
There is a huge potential over the medium to long term. And we're sitting this week just looking at some of the other projects at Evander. Some of these projects, if they were in other countries, would have been able to list them by themselves, and they could be quite attractive. And for us, it's a balance. I mean, we need to obviously reinvest in the business. Mm. We need to grow the business, which I think we're doing quite successfully. And then we need to continue to give returns to shareholders in the form of a sector-leading dividends. So that's the balancing act for us.
I take your point. I mean, you're pushing guidance up to between 215 and 225,000 ounces. As I said, I went and had a look at your SAMREC compliant gold resources, 30 million ounces. It is about that, not getting it all out at once, as you mentioned with your Mintails. There's a cost, there's a good payback. It's that balance between getting it out the ground, being profitable, and the spend up front.
Yeah, 100%. Currently, the market doesn't give you any value or not a lot of value for optionality. So, that's fine, and we accept that. And that's why, I think we've obviously very much focused on the year and now. And, And we're sort of very excited about the year ahead.
We've seen a couple of deals globally in the gold mining space. Do you look at that sort of thing at this point, or are you just saying, you know what, we've got enough at this point in time that we can work with? We don't need to do new deals, or do you have a look at some just in case?
Well, we continue to look at other assets and in doing so. I think it's a good discipline because you also learn a bit about your own portfolio. But we're in a very fortunate position where we have such a lot of growth potential within our own business and portfolio. Mm. We don't need to go out and buy assets. And I mean, that's demonstrated by the lives of our assets. And the teams continue to innovate and come up with new ideas. I mean, the BTRP at Barberton, which was our first tailings plant, we had 2 years left. And now we've had a relook and we've extended the life to 7 years from tailings. And I mean, that's great for us. Limited capital and great cash flows for another 7 years.
Yeah, and as you say, working with what you have. We'll leave it there. Kobus Loots, CEO of Pan African Resources. Appreciate the early morning time. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.